Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thank you to Rabbi Feiner Shlita for his words, his Devrei Torah, his warm greeting and warm words, kind words. So thank you very much, Rabbi Feiner. I want to thank Mrs. Chaya Feldstein. I don't need a lot of excuses to come here. I want to come run to see my mother, Imi Mayrasi, and to come to this place. I'm drawn here. I was born here. I grew up here. And I don't need excuses. But I happen to appreciate idealistic people. People who stand up for a cause. As the Rav described, a tireless person. Chai is very, very close to Avi, to my tata, Areni Kaparas Mishkava. He was extremely close to my mother, to the family. And somebody who's idealistic, who's pushing chesed, who's standing up for chesed, who's encouraging a kindness of hosting, of doing it in a beautiful way, is something that I appreciate all idealism, and specific for a people of chesed that is pushing and making awareness and encouraging hachnasa sarchem, that mitzvah that's tremendously appreciated. I feel this is the city. If there's a place on earth amongst our nation to talk about chesed, the five towns is a city of chesed. Farakwe, the five towns is lo yu'umen. The chesed that goes on in this city, this is a city that's an ir ve'en b'Yisrael of many milus. But the chesed, the gemilus chasadim that comes from this shtat, ein mizarzim elol mizurazim. You speak about something, if you ever want to make a rally, you find the people in politics, when they make a rally, they rally the base, and they get the base fired up. This is one of the strong places in our nation of chesed, so it's certainly the right city to host an inyan and a leil chizuk about the topic of chesed. It's tremendously appreciated, each person that's here. I want to, of course, thank my mother, Mishus Imi Mayrasi. I thank my aunt, Mrs. Semmel, is here, and just thank everybody for coming out. It's very, very appreciated. I have to also say that where we are, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about my grandparents, I'm thinking about Rai Pelkowitz. This room tells me a story. I'm feeling a story. My grandparents had tremendous emunas chachamim. And there was a Rav here, and the words of the Rav, my grandmother, my Zayda, listened to the words of the Rav. We were zeichet to see they'd come every Shabbos for Kiddush to their different grandchildren's house. My grandmother often would say over the Divrei Torah of the Rav. I watched them. I saw my grandparents host the Rav. And why they were zeichet, they had very big children, my grandparents. And I don't have the arrogance to say I know why. I don't. They have big children. They were big people. And certainly chesed was huge by them, but the emunas chachamim, the words of the Rav, the loyalty with zero cynicism, zero, the respect, appreciation, the kavod, the emunas chachamim was la yo'uman, the words of the Rav, and the way they valued Rai Pelkowitz and his guidance and his words was such a pashtus, such a sincerity, and with all the kids are b'nei Torah. To say reasons, to say what the ways of Hashem, what the gifts are, but it's not a question that Amunas Chachamim is part of the story. And this holy Beis Knesset that we're sitting in, that Yidden sat, and the tremendous dairus of b'nei Torah, a beautiful Yidden that came out of the shul, it's a place, an illustrious place, a beautiful Yidden who had emunas chachamim, who came to daven and to learn and to grow. My grandparents were from these Yidden, and that's where we come from. So it has to be mentioned. Now the shul is zeicha, continuing on with the Rav and a Rebetzin, a goyin b'tayra, mekadshei shemayim lo yu'uman. This is a beautiful, beautiful place to stand in, to be in, and to share divrei Torah in this makam. I want to share with you, I'd like to share on this topic, it's a large, a broad topic, the topic of chesed. But to me, I want to share on the topic of achnasa sarchim. I want to speak about not overlooking one yid. understanding that a yid ain't l'shayer the mile of a yid, what it means, the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Bayre Olam, and says on our people, on us, that he chose us, Habaycher Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ava. I've been paying more attention to the words of Shemoneh Esrei. I'm zoche to daven more Shemoneh Esreis than usual. Chazaras HaShachs, by Shachris, by Mincha, sometimes if it's not a short Shemoneh Esrei. And the amount of times that we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Amo Yisrael, Hashem's people, over and over in Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem's people, it probably the words repeated most in Shemoneh Esrei. The words from Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Atan Hashem, Melech Olam for sure, but way up there is Amo Yisrael, very, very frequent phrase of Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem's people, Amcha Yisrael, Hashem's people. I want to say a story. It's a small story. I guess tonight was the Hashgacha. It was supposed to be, should have Refuah Shleima. It was supposed to be Rabbi Kron standing here and darshaning, who, a beautiful Yid, who taka the sugya of Achnasas Archim, the sugya of Bikur Chaylim, sugyas of caring for Yidden, somebody who cares for Yidden and is famous more than his speaking, which is amazing, but his care for Yidden and visiting Yidden and being mechazik Yidden, he should have a complete, complete refuah and taka go around and mechazik. But maybe the Ashkocha, that a story is on my mind that he was supposed to speak. So I want to share a story that's important to me. 25 years ago, I was moving from Sanhedrin Rechevet to Waterbury, Connecticut. There was no minyan kavua of Yidden during the week in Waterbury. Shabbos, they sometimes had a minyan in the city. And we were 9 families moving to the city. There were older Yidden. There was an older Jewish community. And we were moving. They didn't know, they didn't have backgrounds in yeshivas, the older community. And their children did not went to public schools primarily, and were not shomer Torah mitzvahs. And we moved to the city 25 years ago. We were 9 families, and we came to the city. And we met beautiful old Yidden, who taught the world. We were young Kailo guys. They taught us tons. I remember an old Yid who didn't have use of one of his hands, Mr. Alexander, the way he would care for the tires. It was his job to care for the tires. He would tell us how to treat a safer tire. This beautiful Yid who would teach. We were kollel guys and learning, and he taught us, and I'll never forget Mr. Alexander teaching us and how much he valued how to take care of a safer tire. He gave us all like a shir, like a lesson, how to be mechabed the Torah properly. We met older Yidden. There was a couple, when we moved to town, there was a couple, it was very confusing, and I called my parents. We grew up, you didn't call people by their first names. My parents' friends, you said Reb, Mister, they were very out of towny, and they would ask us to call them by their names. But they were older than they were, my grandparents' age, so I called this Yid Reb Jerry. He wanted Jerry. I wanted Mr. Miller. We compromised Reb Jerry and Mrs. Noah Miller. Reb Jerry and Mrs. Noah. This couple. Reb Jerry was very quiet, very soft. I only heard him say a few words over our 25-year friendship. Very beautiful Yid. But Mrs. Noah spoke for both of them. She was the spokesperson. She had a lot to say, very important things. Wonderful people. Mrs. Noah and Reb Jerry Miller. And when we moved to the city, they were there. Now, Mrs. Noah Miller, her story is, she was on a communist kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael that was fought. They were taught, Yidden love Hashem and love Torah. But the enemies of Hashem, of Yadus, they came from Russia and they were taught Bidafka, there was Bidafka, Rishayim, who were trying to remove Yidden from loyalty to Hashem. And she grew up on a communist kibbutz. It was so, she was a child, she was raised, the kids were not raised in their own homes. That, you don't have private things. So the children were raised in a communal home. They weren't raised with the love of a tata and a mama. They were raised in a communal home. She told us about her upbringing. And she had a struggle. We were kaila. We were learning Torah. We were making a yeshiva. And she was open about her own struggle, coming closer to Hashem. Working on her own, she was indoctrinated from youth, from communists, from yet people who were trying to remove Yidden from Hashem. And Mrs. Noah described her struggle, and we lived with her struggle. She described, she loved our community, the B'nai Torah who came, and we developed a beautiful kesher to her, to Mrs. Noah. She ate sudas by us, by Rabbi Sonnenschein. She ate sudas by us, and we developed a kesher to this lady who was always encouraging and welcoming. We speak about Achnasas Archim, the way they welcomed us into their shul, into their community, in a beautiful eifen. My wife and I was zeiche, we built probably the first sukkah of a private family. It could be the first in 50 years. It was Shaykh Reb Gifter, lived in 1940 to 1944 in Waterbury, Connecticut. But it could be the shul had a sukkah. I don't know in 50 years, maybe the Rav. The Rav had a sukkah. But besides the Rav and the shul, a family to build a sukkah, and a lot of the people, including Mrs. Noah Miller, came to examine our sukkah. And most were very excited. One couple, I remember, were nervous. It's an eyesore. They were afraid to go in. Yidden shouldn't stand out. But most of them loved it, examined, and wanted to see a sukkah. And Mrs. Noah Miller would tell us about her life and her struggles, and her son became frum. She told us, I have a son. She told us it was hard for her at first. He's serving Hashem. And then she was becoming frummer and growing, and just the warmth that she had with our community. She told us about a grandson years later who's learning in Lakewood and Kailo. She told us about her grandson. My father, I asked my parents if they could please, could my father make a Siyum HaShas in Waterbury? I said that the community here has never seen a Siyum on a Masecht in their lives, let alone a Siyum HaShas. Could we make the Siyum HaShas in Waterbury? And my parents agreed that we made 25 years ago. We made the Siyum HaShas that my father would yearly make. We made it in Waterbury, Connecticut. And it was my mother, I remember the term, she said, quite an eclectic group. At the Siyum HaShas, there were three couples of Geirim I was zeichet to learn with, who at their first Siyum HaShas, and Mrs. Noah Miller and Rev Jerry were at the Siyum HaShas. Now my father told my mother, I believe the night before, if it wasn't the night before, it was right before, he said to my mother, they somehow were talking about Slavchad and his daughters, and my father said, I want to meet a Noah. I'd never met a Noah the night before. He says, I never met a Noah. At the Siyum HaShas, I introduced my tata to Mrs. Noah Miller. And my father said privately, and then he said publicly in his speech, that I've been waiting, and I just told my wife I want to meet a Noah. And here I meet Mrs. Noah Miller. I wanted to meet a Noah. For 25 years, Mrs. Noah Miller would tell me a lot of things. She always would remind me, your father waited his whole life to see me. She wanted to meet a Noah. And my father, who respected people to the end of the world in a very real and deep way, wasn't nice, they respected mechabed people. And he was excited to meet a Mrs. Noah Miller. He was excited. If it was the name that drew his interest, he cared about Yidden. And it meant a lot to her. And he said when he met her, and he said in his speech, and I told my wife, I never met a Mrs. Noah. He was mechabin, and for 25 years, I heard from Mrs. Noah Miller when I saw her, amongst many topics, but she would speak about, your father wanted to meet a Noah Miller, and he met me. Wanted to meet a Noah. Mrs. Noah Miller, Reb Jerry passed away a few years ago. Mrs. Noah Miller passed away right before Yom Kippur. A lady who steiged, who grew, right before Yom Kippur. In Blue Ridge, where I live in Waterbury, we want to make a kailah. We wanted a kailah. That there should be limud haTorah. There should be aliyah and ruchnias. And we searched for 2 years, and we settled on a reish kailah and a kailah that came in right after Sukkot, after much researching and everything. And we made a Suda. We made a Suda celebrating. We made a Suda a couple of weeks ago celebrating this new Kollel that's raising up a city that was founded on the dignity and respect of a Yid. The Reish Kollel is Miss Noah Miller's grandson. The Reish Kollel is her grandson. Now I want to say two things. She was told right before she departed that her grandson's coming to this city to be Reish Kollel. The main thing I want to say is never, ever, ever underrate a Yid. Ever, ever. Never underrate a Yid. You don't know anything. We come in, we see her. I don't need that her grandson's a Reish Kollel to not underrate. But her grandson's a Goyim B'Torah who's lifting up. He's a Goyim B'Torah. Grab that cake, comes from Far Rockaway. A Goyim B'Torah, Mamish, a Tzaddik, a Balmidus, and he's lifting up the whole city. It's Mrs. Noah Miller's grandson. This lady that the communists, the Yid, you would meet her when we came to town. A simple person grappling, fighting to become closer to Hashem. 25 years later, her grandson comes to town, a tremendous, a Reish Kollel, a big presence. I went up after the Suda. We had a beautiful, the Hoyben Asuba, Rav Altuski, came from Far Rockaway to give Chizuk. We had a Suda celebrating. It was very uplifting, this new Kollel. And after, so I'm of course running late always, they come down. We're trying to daf Meir. Don't you want to daf Meir? And I run. My father's working with me. I'm getting more on time. I'm getting there. And I ran upstairs. And I davened Ma'ariv. And I said Kaddish together with Mrs. Noah Miller's son. He was saying Kaddish for Noah, for Noah. And my father who waited and was Mechabit and Noah, I said a Kaddish for my father together with Mrs. Noah Miller's son. We said Kaddish for them. Together we said Kaddish. And the lessons of not looking past any Yid, you don't know there's big things in Yidden, very big stuff. We came as these hotshot Kollel guys, and there was a city of simple Yidden who were trying, who were striving, who were hoping. So an external version of the story is like the guys who came, who brought, today it's a thriving community, but the shrushim of the people of the Yid, the beautiful Yid, Mr. Alexander, who taught us how to handle the Torah, how to hold the Torah. Mrs. Noah Miller, who battled and fought to claim her for her identity as a Yid. And now her grandson's here, he's a Reish Kollel teaching Torah. Lo Yuman. The sense that Hashem, Hameichem Mitzadei Gavr, the Ashkochas Hashem that I saw, the Ashkochas Hashem and the Meichem Mitzadei Gavr, we don't know anything. Who goes where, how things work, Lo Yuman, the Hameichem Mitzadei Gavr. But I want to share tonight about not overlooking, not underestimating any single Yid, understanding this tremendous gadlus in Yidden. Kiruv is not to go out, to be Mekarev a Yid, is not to go out and change anybody. It's not, Kiruv's a discoverer. It's to find the Amunah, the powerful Amunah, the gadlus that lies in a Yid. There's tremendous greatness in you and I. We're neshamas big, much bigger than we, whatever we think about ourselves, we're much, much bigger, much. There's tremendous gadlus in a Yid. Discover greatness in a Yid. Don't overlook any single Yid. And the topic of Achnasas Archim, of welcoming people in, of bringing people in, is to see a Yid and to respect a Yid. My father was, we were Zeich in the Mishpacha, the Ashkachas Hashem, that Rav Gai Shoshan, also a local, a five town, somebody who learned in Waterbury and lives locally and sat and learned in Kollel with my father. And he pushed my tati, encouraged to write a sefer. Said, you learn seven blot a day, but write a chiddush on every blot in Shas. And he pushed my father. In the last 2 years, he wrote a sefer, Pnei Levana, that has a chiddush on every daf in Shas. I love holding that sefer. It's a sefer that speaks, my parents made a decision, Imi Mayrasi and Avi Mayri, to stand up for Torah, to build a life of teaching Torah, of learning Torah, of living Torah, of loyalty to Torah. It's a sefer. I love holding it. It's a beautiful sefer. I don't know in 150 years, I'll ask the Rav. I don't know. Since the Rishash, is there a Sefer on a Chiddush on every Daf and Shas? I don't know. If there's a Sefer, one Sefer in the last 100 years, maybe there are. But there certainly aren't many. A Sefer of the Chiddush on every Daf, but I feel the Sefer is a Sefer of Avos HaTorah. A Sefer of a family. I have, since my father's Petir, I daven for the Amud. I, from the Levaya, I sang it. When the Torah gets put away, I sing, Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem tarasi al tazoivu. It's chayim ilmach. Those words are very striking to me. We could talk for hours, but I want to stay on theme tonight. So I want to tell you a vert from my father's Sefer. In that Sefer, so it's a chiddush on every blot and shas. And there's an irony. He quotes me in one place, which is ironic. Any single thing I have is from my father. It's from my parents. Whatever I have is from my parents. And on Chav Zayin in Chagiga, he quotes Bini Daniel. He quotes a verse to me. Now, I remember learning this inyan with my father. It belongs to him. It's not my verse, but Beseder. My father quotes it. I can't argue on the Sefer. But I'm quoting him. I learned the sugya with him. And there's a Gemara in Chagiga Chav Zayin. And in Chagiga Chav Zayin, the Gemara says that Achnasas, it says about that we used to have a Beis HaMikdash. And we had Averis, we would be Mechaper with Karbanas. We'd bring Karbanas. And that's how we Yid got close to Hashem. We'd bring gifts to Hashem. We'd bring Karbanas. What's been coined today, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says in Chagiga that Shulchanei Shel Adam is been coined, the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanais. Today, in lieu of the Mizbeach, we have the Shulchan of a person. Rashi on the spot says, Sachnasas Archim. The question is, what's Achnasas Archim instead of Karbanas? What's this inyan, Achnasas Archim? It's a wonderful mitzvah. What's the inyan that Achnasas Archim is instead of Karbanas? So perhaps we could say that Karbanas is the pshat that the person gives himself to Hashem, the Ramban. Rishonim speak this out, that the inyan of a Karban is a person saying, I'm yours, Hashem. He gives himself over to Hashem. And the inyan of Achnasas Archim, so the specific inyan, there's many areas of chesed. Reb Nachman wrote a sefer. They say it's the holiest sefer. He hid it. He got rid of it. He told Reb Nachman he has to get rid of it. It was a sefer on Achnasas Archim. This inyan, this specific chesed, this specific inyan of Achnasas Archim, the specific, the many brands of kindness. But it says specifically that Achnasas Archim is mechaper for a person. We know all chesed. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Be'emes u'v'chesed yuchup aravayim. All chesed causes kaparas avaynus. But the Gemara in Chagiga, Rashi says specifically Achnasas Archim is mechaper avaynus. What is it? All chesed we could give. We can give things to people, but then we retreat. Then we go back to our own private space. Achnasas Archim is the deepest giving, the possibility of Achnasas Archim. We have there somebody here, Mrs. Bertram, the chesed she does and has done for our family, but her son is in yeshiva. He's in charge on an off Shabbos to make sure all the out-of-towners have places for Shabbos Kodesh. He goes around and works hard, making sure that every bachur is hosted for Shabbos. It's very hard. People have a little few days off. A guy wants his own time. All the 2 weeks were together. Then a guy wants to retreat. To get somebody to bring a bacher to your house. To give mamish of yourself. Achnasas Archim is the chesed, that not of giving things to other people. It's the giving of self. Come into my own space. Take me. I'm not giving you something and then running back to my house. Come into my house with me. It's the most profound giving of self to other people, Achnasas Archim. And the inyan of a karban, the giving of oneself, the giving of oneself, that's the inyan of a karban, the deepest place of chesed, that today is the karban, the giving of oneself for another yid, is Achnasas Archim. Come to my house. Come in my space. What I have, you also partake. Share with me, tzusammen. Take with me, come. You'll join in what I have mamish come in my space. Avraham Avinu, when he welcomes the guests, so he has a lashon, and Avraham Avinu says, and I will eat pas, ve'echa pas lechem, I will take bread. To guests, you're saying, you'll take bread. He's offering them food. He said, come to my house and I'll take bread. It means you mamish with me. It's the shpitz chesed. I'm eating and you just push it eating with me. Come right on my space. Now you'll come to my house, I'll serve you bread, then I'll go to my private quarters. Echa pas lechem, I'm taking bread. You mamish one with me in the deepest way. Let's just eat together, you and I. Not I'm going to give you bread. Other chesed is to give somebody. Is to send the price lachmecha, you send out to the ani your lechem. Hachnasas archim is echa pas lechem. I'm mamish eating, me and you tzazamen. We're together, we're literally together. It's the most profound giving of oneself. It's the deepest chesed that I belong to you. That let come together, eat in my house together, share together with me. It's the deepest type of chesed like that. I want to share, I came, there's so many people, I'm thankful of Aaron Felder, a childhood friend, some of friends for many, many years. I see Rabbi Ephraim Templeman, we learned together for years and years. I'm looking around, and my friend, somebody I'm close with, Yaakov Hillel Goodman, whose wife did tremendous chesed to our family in the hospital, and is a Talmud Chacham, I want to share a story that happened on the inyan of chesed and achrayis, taking responsibility. I want to tell you something that happened to me. I had something, I like being very careful if I'm called up to an aliyah. Yeah, Moed, and you're called up to your aliyah. So things we're told, this world is bedafka. If we hear something, a friend tells us something, it's hashkacha that we were meant to hear. We hear what we're supposed to hear. There's a Rabbeinu Shloim, everything's bashkacha. If you're called up to an aliyah, always when Hashem talks in the Torah, Yid pays attention. But if somebody said, Yamai, come up, and let me read you these psukim. You'll read the psukim, the Baal Kairi will read it to you. So I like listening to what's being said when I was called up to hear it. It's probably very relevant words. So I was called up, I was in the middle of thinking about something, and I'm called up to the Torah. And okay, it's the Ali, it's Parashas Vayigash. And the Baal Kairi is Rav Yaakov Hillel Goodman, this friend of mine at Talmud Chacham. And he's relaying the Torah. And he reads words in the Torah that penetrated very, very hard into me. I could tell you that you're supposed to roll the scroll. In Levi, this past week, you're supposed to move over one, and the Baal Kairi will motion. Yaakov Hillel said to me, turn, and like he motioned. I was like, just go, I'm stuck. It was the fourth pasuk of the Aliyah. I'm here, I read three pasukim. You're supposed to read the whole Aliyah. But I was done. This pasuk and Aynes, I couldn't go weiter. I was stuck. I already read three psukim. You should read them all. But right now, I was in Aynes, I said. So he just opened it further. He's a good friend and kept reading. And I was stuck on that pasuk. There was a pasuk that hit. Yosef HaTzadik is very, very strong. He's the epitome, tzidkus. He's the epitome of self-control, Yosef HaTzadik. He doesn't... Yosef HaTzadik doesn't give in to desires. He can hold out tzedkus. And Vayimayin, Yosef HaTzadik's ability to say no is powerful. But very exact, one thing Yosef HaTzadik can't hold in. La yochel is sapik. Yosef HaTzadik, who's so strong, and in Mitzrayim has tremendous gevura, tzedkus, to stay loyal to Hashem, to stay loyal to Yiddishkeit, to see the picture of that which his father taught him, the mustiukin of his father, and hold on. Very strong. But on one thing, Yosef HaTzadik is not supposed to reveal himself to his brothers, clearly. He's holding out, it's part of a prophecy. But Yosef finally can't hold out anymore. What makes it that strong, strong Yosef, who could hold out a lot, but this, he can't hold out, layochel esapik, is when he sees Yehuda's achrayis. Yehuda, who's la yasser shevet me Yehuda, uroiv of Am Yisrael today comes from shevet Yehuda Pashkas. And Yehuda when he lives up to Yehuda and he has achrayus, anoichi arvenu, I'm responsible for my brother. And he says a line, and at this point, Yosef can't hold out. This is like a big part of Yosef revealing, and he becomes the Melech of Yisrael, and he helps Shevet Levi. If you follow the story of the Geula, this is one of the turning points of the Geula for Klal Yisrael. It pulls us out of darkness. It pulls us out of Mitzrayim. Is Yosef sees Yehuda, and Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, he opens up his Mevasser, and he says who he is, leading the way for Yehuda's Malchus. But what lets Yosef open up and begin this process of Yehuda's Malchus is the achrayus, the responsibility Yehuda has for his brother. And there's a line Yehuda said, which I was thinking about something when I saw that line, it penetrated. And Yehuda has a line and he says, Eich ele elavi v'anarin enu iti. How can I face my father? And I left the youth, I left somebody away. How can I face my father? Eich el el avi. I can't face my father. It's nice I am growing. It's nice I'm building and doing good things. But how do I leave my brother? My father cares about him too. Eich el el avi v'anare nenu iti. How can I face my tata? And I left my brother behind. I ignored my brother. I read that Rav Meir Pramishlan, when he came to this pasuk, he went wild. And said, and was nishtaimim eich el elavi, this exact inyan that the Torah is saying to us all, that we can't face Hashem, eich el elavi, we can't face Hashem, and we've thrown away, we've neglected. One of the outstanding things that my siblings and I saw in my father, and are working on being mechazik, his kavod that he had for every single yid, a profound respect. A yid, the same thing he gave Mrs. Noah, I was waiting to see you. For 25 years she held on, your father wanted to see a Noah. But that inyan of respecting and appreciating, here it happened to been, there was a name in the Torah he wanted to see. There could have been many other reasons to be, there's endless reasons to be impressed, to be nishtaimim by a yid. But this nekud of respecting people, of not letting people go, of not overlooking people, of not neglecting one. Eich el el avi, how can I face my father? I come in prayer. I come with the Shabbos Suda. I come in any way. Banari nanuiti, I just threw away somebody. I didn't care. I didn't bring along to bring along the next person. In my rise, in my steiging, I bring along the next person. From the most profound words in Yiddishkeit is V'haftas Hashem Lekecha. We say every single day, a Yid says morning and night to love Hashem. But the Gemara says, Sheyeshem Shemayim Mishayev Al Yodcha, to share it with another, that somebody else should love Hashem as well, to bring somebody else along. Don't overlook a Yid. It's the right of every single Yid. It's the right of every single Yid to serve Hashem. Every single Yid has tremendous greatness. Don't overlook a Yid. The Rav Shlita spoke about this amazing Gemara that Avram Avinu says to Hashem, he says, wait 1 minute, I'm going to greet the guest. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. He's talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he greets, and Chazal teach us that Hachnas is talking, the Mekabel, a Yid is bigger than Kabbalah's Pnei Ashrina. How can that be? He's talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he greets a guest. In the middle of talking to Hashem, you can't interrupt for anything. It's not proper. It's not proper. You're in the middle of speaking. Somebody in the middle of talking to say, one second. I pulls out a phone. It's inappropriate. It's ridiculous. He's talking to Hashem. You don't stop when you're talking to anybody. You don't go, you're talking to Hashem. He says, excuse me, 1 minute. The only thing a person could stop talking to Hashem is to give a hug to Hashem. A person's in the middle of talking to Hashem, says, Hashem, do you mind if I hug you? That you could do. The closest kirva to Hashem is being daimet Hashem. We all have an neshama that craves to give, and share and connect to the next neshama. That's what it craves to do. That's the deepest expression of our closeness to Hashem. The neshama that just wants to be, that is godly, that's a metzius of godliness. That's all about hatava, all about doing and sharing. So a person could stop talking to Hashem, to hug Hashem. So Hashem, do you mind? I know it was a little funny. We're in the middle of talking, but I just want a little, I want more, Hashem. Can I give you a hug? Hashem's okay. Give a hug you can give. Don't overlook it. You know, I want to say over a maisa that happened, another story. I wasn't planning on saying it, but it came to my head, so I want to say this story. My father taught us, he handed us not to overlook Yidden, to respect and appreciate Yidden. I was driving, the team had a basketball game. I'm in Avelos, I haven't gone to the games. But I still want to be there with the Chevra. So I arrange it, I'll drive the team bus back. Can't be at the game. I was by my mother, I got somebody to drive my car back, and I'm going to drive the team bus back. I'm driving back, but I need a daven ma'ariv. And the chevra is sweaty, they were tired. But I asked one of the chevra with the guy's mind to make me a minion at a rest stop. I need a daven. And the oilman was crazy nice about it. Please, daven, no problem. They were incredibly nice about it, no problem. I was very moved, so I said, okay, let's do it. We went to a rest stop. I knew something would happen at this rest stop, something beautiful. At the very least, a beautiful Meir, that's amazing enough, but something beautiful, it just brings more. So we stopped for Meir at some rest stop on the 95. We're davening Meir, the wolf pack. We're davening together Meir. A guy, a young 20-year-old guy comes over to me. He says, I'm a Yid. Avi, what was his first name, Avi? Getting a Yid's name. This Yid, he comes over, I'm a Yid. And he says that I'm here with another guy, a college mate. They're both college students in Manhattan. And he wants to know, we're hitchhiking from Manhattan to Maine. We have no money on us. Chaviya, geshmak. And we're hitchhiking. We see you have a team van here. Could we hop on the bus and get 30 miles, 40 miles further, closer to our destination? Could we come along with you guys? So I was worried, would he blow up the bus? I was worried. I have achrayas to the chevra. I don't know. I didn't know. He says he's a Yid. Could be. I didn't know about him. So I made a plan. I said, we're davening, Meirat. We're praying. After the prayer, let's talk after the prayer. And I figured, I'll look how he responds to a Meirat. So he came to Meirat this Yid. And he sat there. He was nishtoimim for Meirat. I saw the way he responded to Meirat. He's coming with us. I said, a Yid, of course. You're coming. And he hopped on the bus. The Olam was singing together, joking together. He said, I never felt, this is a person, I don't know if he knew Avram Avinu was. He said, I never felt so Jewish in my life. I never felt like a Yid like this in my life. Sang with the Chevre, it was Lo Yuman. Afterwards, he walks away, he comes back. He says, I want to say one more thing. He came back to say, I need to tell you. He said, I came on this bus, I was empty. He said, I'm leaving full. Did I quote it right, Avi? He said, I came on this bus, I was on empty, I'm leaving a full man. It was nishtoimim. He was amazed, proud to be a Yid. Never, ever, ever overlook a Yid. We saw a person of beauty, a person, and you saw the way he responded to a Meirv. The way Yid responded to a Meirv, the way he sang with the Chevra, it's a mistake to ever leave a Yid, to ever ignore a Yid, to ever neglect. It's not like this inyan of being, be nice. It's not the inyan. It's tap into our own souls that just have a rutzen to be mativ. And from that space, connect to another soul. You'll see things, you'll discover things, you'll be nishtaimim, you'll be amazed. The Baal HaTanya writes that how do we work on being closer to Yidden? He says that the more we feel that we're just bodies, in that space, l'tayv yivakish nifrid, the more we understand that we're an neshama, we're big and have a big soul, the more we connect to another person and feel, we naturally said it becomes natural, neshamas connect to each other. Don't overlook a Yid. Shlomo, maybe you'll sing the peel the cleave without them. Bring up the chevra. Come with the chevra. I'm going to ask the guys that without a guitar, it would sound better with the guitar. Bring the whole chevra up, sure. El, you come up with him. Come up, Elliot. Just for me. You can now sing. Let's just say I'm not singing at No, I won't do that.
Peel off the clippers and see the panemius. Every it has a neshama. Peel off the clippers and see the panemius. Every it has a neshama. Peel off the clippers and see the panemius. Every it has a neshama. Peel off the clippers and see the panemius. Every it has a neshama. Oh yeden, solely so pure, so precious, neshames of yeden, neshames of yeden. Oh yeden, solely so pure, so precious, neshames of yeden, neshames of yeden. I mach auf der Klebes, seh da penimis, jed jeda ta neshama. Mach auf der Klebes, seh da penimis, jed jeda ta neshama. Precious neshames of yedin, neshames of yedin, ah yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious neshames of yedin, neshames of yedin, ah yedin. So holy, so pure. Nishames of Yedin,
Nishames of Yedin. Thank you. Before we have closing words, if we could all sing together, there's a song that my father always loved. That was an important song for us. L'man Achai V'Rayah, if we could sing together. If you could. No, no.
Ile mahavana chai vireya.
end that my father, Harinik HaParis Mishkave, was very against Late Tzanis. Late Tzanis had like no place by him, and I would say the biggest kanos. I'm getting time to think, and a lot of time to think, and thinking a lot about the lessons, about the things that the asheris that my parents have given me and my siblings and given us as friends and community and talmidim. And his biggest kanos, he hated Late Tzanis. The opposite of Late Tzanis had no place. But very important, what's Late Tzanis? He loved humor. The closest people in the world to him were funny. Rav Bienenfeld, Shlita. Rav Aaron Felder was close. Somebody was funny is the highest thing. You make people happy. Rav Ezi Shlita. Funny was like the bit, nothing to do with Late Tzanis. Nothing, no shaykhis. Funny, humor, good jokes. Late Tzanis was devaluing serious things. That was Late Tzanis. Somebody made fun of a mitzvah. We saw things, a mitzvah. Late Tzanis, there was like no people, shiurim. Every single shiur, each person that came, it was like a seriousness, a kavod, a respect. It never was funny. A yid said to me, I slept 7 years in Dafyoni by your father. Came to Shiva, he said, I slept for 7 years. He said, then I finished Shas twice. Well, I want to say when the yid came, it was very serious. Very, very. There was no like, he's sleeping. A yid's coming to learn Torah. There was deep respect to yidden. It's Late Tzanis. Not to understand that a yid is big. It's not like a rachmanus, like don't, it's be smart. We're missing naira when we miss a yid. We're missing the world when we miss a yid. We're missing everything when we miss a yid. Each yid is big and has, we can't do without a yid. The same way every yid is an ice in the Torah. A sefer Torah that's one ice is puzzle. There's no ice in the Torah. There's no letter. There's no part of a letter of the Torah that we just say, eh. Right now we're in a situation, every single nation in the world will say, Eretz Yisrael, okay, a genug shein. You got enough. Like, when is it enough? Like, move on. We have yidden. They're still holding yidden. We're a weird people. We're a weird people. We don't leave one. It's interesting in the negotiations, and Hashem is putting this, for the negotiations, making deals. Anybody who follows sports, it's very interesting, negotiation, who has the upper hand? There's natural things, and you can't, who has the, there are other teams that want a guy that's an upper hand. In a negotiation with Yidden, we start in a very bad position. They know that one of us, we don't leave go of. So they can ask for crazy amounts, a weird thing and a truth about us. We don't let go of one. That's how we are. We have no extras expendable. There's no such thing. Eich el el aviv anari nenu iti. I'm not willing to face my father. And leaving go of one and forgetting this one. It's not how we are. No parents in a mishpacha. Nobody says, that kid. No. Any parent understands there's no replaceable child. There is no such thing. In our people, this is the situation we're in. Don't you get tired? Shuls are still saying Tehillim. Shouldn't we get tired? Okay. No, we're saying on Shabbos still Tehillim. After Shachris, after Mincha, after Meir. We're saying Tehillim. When will they stop? When there's not a Yid being held in captivity, then we'll stop. We're not Mevater on one. We're not. That's who we are. That's how we are. That's what we think. That's our essence. We're Am Yisrael. And our people count. Every yid matters. It's the Ben Melech, the Ben of Hashem. On every yid is chosen. On every yid is wanted. On every yid is a chelok alakami mal mamish. So a sugya of achnasas archim, of bringing in a guest, understand and respect and appreciate a person. Nobody's neglected, of course. Chaya had ideas, and she would say this, the pratim better than I would. Pratim of how to teach, how to treat a guest, for sure. But the anhaga of all of chesed should come with the understanding that this is a big person. If you'll be zeiche to uncover and to see and discover. I like in yeshiva, I like discovering people. That's all I like doing. I like discovering and finding, and sometimes you find it easier and you lose your mind, and sometimes you don't find so fast. You have nothing to teach anybody till if you don't know them, you have nothing to teach them. When you're nishtaimim and you lose your mind, now you can start, maybe you have some advice and something to say. But I like discovering. We're big people. Don't overlook a yid. What's happening presently to our people, what we're in the middle of, is we won't stop. We don't leave one. We don't neglect one. So I say to the city of kindness, I say to Far Rockaway, to Five, to this whole city of kindness, I say to Am Yisrael, the people of kindness, I say, let's be mechazik. Reach in ourselves. We're neshamas. We want to hug Hashem. We want to bring out that beautiful part of Hashem. Part of us that's a chelik al kamimal that just wants to reach another yid, see another yid, discover yidin. Hosting it is to discover, to find out, be nishtaimim, be impressed, find out, find godless in the yid. Don't overlook anybody, it's a tremendous mistake. And be exhilarated, be excited by discovering yidin. We should see speedily in our day, HaRamas Karen Yisrael, the Matir Asurim, Shataka free every single yid, and all the yidin that are trapped, and all the maskir nafshis, all the trappings that hold yidin, like the Chevra said, peel off the klipa, all the klipa should come off. We should see ourselves as neshamas, we should see other yidin as neshamas, we should be zeicher speedily for HaRamas Karen Yisrael, which of course follows the coming of Mashiach and Harvey Amen.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.